Those who missed signing up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act last year have a new opportunity starting this weekend. Open enrollment for health plans on the Federal Exchange begins Saturday and runs through February 15th. It's for people who need new coverage and for those with existing plans to renew and view new options. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on some items that have changed.
The first change consumers should notice is a betterhealthcare.gov, the federal website Wisconsin residents can use to enroll in the ACA. Last year, technical glitches forced people to wait for hours, if not days, to access the site, and the government was forced to extend the enrollment period.
Yes, many improvements have been made to the website.
That's Joy Tapper, executive director of the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership. She says things should run more smoothly this time around, both online and over the phone.
The federal government has added over 1,000 additional individuals working at the call center. I believe that they have taken constructive feedback from enrollment assisters, agents, brokers, and consumers, and really enhanced the marketplace website capability.
The website now allows customers to compare policies without first having to enter extensive personal information. During last year's ACA enrollment period, nearly 140,000 Wisconsin residents bought plans. Most got a government subsidy to help offset the cost. Tapper says it's not clear how many of the people Governor Walker bumped off Badger Care have enrolled. The program welcomed 42,000 childless adults living in poverty, while directing thousands of participants above the poverty line to the federal marketplace. Tapper says there are only estimates as to the number of people in Wisconsin who lack health coverage.
Right now, we're guessing what that might be. We're suggesting that there may be as many as 10% of the population still uninsured.
The ACA open enrollment period is not only for people seeking new insurance, but also for those who enrolled in coverage last year to review what's changed. Danielle Cotterill is with the group Covering Kids and Families. It's the ACA navigator for six southern Wisconsin counties. Cotterill says last year, four insurers offered about 90 different plans for consumers in Milwaukee County. This year, two new companies are entering the mix, and the number of plans and some terms will change.
There may be differences in deductibles, in co-payments, in co-insurance. There's also going to be some variance in provider networks, and so which plan is contracted with hospital and which healthcare clinic. So it's really important for consumers to look at all their options because, a plan could be better for them this year than it was last year based on their specific needs.
Cotterill says people may also find they're eligible for a different level of government assistance.
The financial assistance is based on how much money they have coming in, but it's also based on the federal poverty level, and there will be changes to the federal poverty level. So even if a consumer's information hasn't changed, likely their subsidies are.
Cotterill says plan premiums are expected to vary, with some going up and others down, but exact prices won't be known until enrollment opens on Saturday, according to Todd Catlin. He owns Transition Health Benefits, an insurance broker. Agents like Catlin are expected to play a larger role in ACA enrollment this year. The program has scaled back funding for so-called navigators. Instead, insurers on the exchange will pay firms such as Catlin's when they bring in customers.
You know, where the agent and broker's expertise is delineating all those little nuances between the health plans themselves and how their network is structured or set up and how the plans are actually designed.
There is other assistance available in Milwaukee County if residents need help finding a plan on the exchange or signing up for Badger Care. More than 100 sites will offer help. You can find the list at mkehcp.org or by calling 211. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.